Begin the Karen Dav and says even the Kuf, we begin on the bed, begin with Tirti Mazda, begins with the Gemara, like Kash, it's not difficult. Habalachim, Habiveshim, this is moist and this is dry, which tries to differentiate between the cases of a tree, which are more stringent, and the case of dry by grass, which is more lenient. Because we had a contradiction regarding are you allowed to go on grass on Shabbos or not. So, not the Gemara said, by moist grass, that's where we're saying that it's aser. By dry grass, that's permitted. Which Rashi explains, because by the moist, that's considered toilish. By dry, it's already like it's already detached. And that's the taste of time you're going to say, but previously the Gemara regarding the tree said, when the tree is dry, it's forbidden. The part is like the Gemara asked, what Nashi can say, but the twigs are going to come off. What's the problem? I thought Yavish is not a problem. That's the taste of time. What you could say is, the Be'ilan Chugavai, by a tree that's high, Shaykh makes it fade. There it's more applicable to make a Gzera, from the Minka Be'in Nisri Kinzi, because you could see that twigs are falling off. So therefore, that the Chacham are going to say it's forbidden to go on it. In contrast, by the grass, where when it's dry, it's like detached, there's no problem. So by when something is dry, by grass, is no problem. But by a tree, that looks more problematic, and therefore that's forbidden. Then next Tzitzit Mazda begins with Zikmar Be'idna, the Kamlik Reb Shimon, and now that we rule like Reb Shimon, that Dav Hashem is Kavan is Mutter. So then Kul Shari, all the cases that the Gemara brought regarding the different types of interpretations regarding what the case is regarding the grass, they're actually all going to be permitted with. The spikes, with the shoes, all those different cases. Now, Perish Rach Ben Chanal explains the high heter, this that we say now based on Reb Shimon, that since it's unintended, it's going to be permitted because Dav Hashem is Kavan, Loikoi Ela Asavim, it's only going back in the last part of the Gemara regarding the grass. The Shor B'Chalina, that's what we're saying is permitted in all situations. But even regarding the previous Gemara's discussion regarding a tree, that you can't prove that it's all permitted, even the case of when it's dry, because like we pointed out in the previous cases, the Shaykhla makes a tefei mishum, the Mirkar Mazel, there it's more appropriate to make a gzera and say it's forbidden, because it's recognizable as you're tearing something off the tree, and therefore that's why, not necessarily in that case, did we say that, based on Reb Shimon, that it would be mutter, it's just going on the case of the grass.